clearly, because the little man beside me said, in a sharp jerk, "What's that?" It sounded like Ahab to me, but it could not have been the Ahab of Scripture. Instantly, a small black figure was lifted up to a puffy cloud at the very feet of God. It was a stiff little figure, dressed in rich, outlandish robes and crowned, and it folded its arms and scowled. "Well," said God, looking down at him. We were privileged to hear the reply, and indeed the acoustic properties of the place were marvellous. "I plead guilty," said the little figure.
"Tell them what you have done," said the Lord God.
"I was a king," said the little figure, "a great king, and I was lustful and proud and cruel. I made wars, I devastated countries, I built palaces, and the mortar was the blood of men. Hear, O God, the witnesses against me, calling to you for vengeance. Hundreds and thousands of witnesses." He waved his hands towards us. "And worse, I took a prophet, one of your prophets."
"One of my prophets," said the Lord God.
"And because he would not bow to me, I tortured him for 4 days and nights, and in the end he..."